Good morning. That deep storm that brought us all the rain late in the weekend into the beginning of the day yesterday continues to spin around in southern parts of Ontario. The result is cooler air flowing in, actually all array around the system from the south. It'll be blustery today, and any morning sunshine will give way to afternoon cloudiness, and we'll have popcorn showers firing up, even some wet snowflakes in the mountains with little accumulation. High temperatures, though, will be left in the lower to mid-50s across a good chunk of the region and even staying in the 40s across the higher terrain. With that storm system staying overhead and its cool pocket of air with us, we'll have mostly cloudy skies tonight and lows back down into the 30s with a few more snow showers in the hills and mountains. Tomorrow, the storm moves little. As a result, the carbon copy of today, with any morning sunshine giving way to mostly cloudy skies, a breezy, chilly day, with a passing shower from time to time and snow showers across the hills and mountains and highs averaging in the lower 50s. We'll kick the system out on Wednesday night, and some morning sunshine is expected on Thursday, but another system will pass through the Great Lakes and into our region for Thursday afternoon. This will quickly bring clouds back into the region with a good chance of rain by late in the day. It'll be milder, though, on Thursday, with highs reaching about 60. Behind that system, though, a reinforcing shot of colder air and a breeze on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds, highs only around 50, and then staying in the lower 50s with a mix of sun and clouds through the weekend. We'll finally start to rebound into the early part of next week with highs back into the upper 50s under a mix of sun and clouds on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, flood watches and warnings have been issued for parts of northern Idaho. Near-record temperatures will continue to melt large amounts of snow through Wednesday in this region. On Thursday, a storm system is expected to bring between 1 and 1.5 inches of rain to the same area. Snowmelt, combined with rainfall runoff, will lead to the possibility of flooding along many rivers and small streams. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or water spout from an airport was at Wichita, Kansas at 12:53 a.m. Eastern Time last Sunday, the 15th. The last report of hail was at Fort Smith, Northwest Territories in Canada, at 5:13 p.m. Eastern Time this past Sunday. There were 117 daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday at Tacna, Arizona. It was 109 degrees, and that breaks the old record set in 2009 by 9 degrees. There were no daily record lows set, but three were tied. At Herman, Michigan, it was 18 degrees, and this ties the record that was set in 1983. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 23 degrees, with a south wind at 48 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 13 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 39 degrees, the dew point 34. 82% relative humidity, a south wind at 10 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.33 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 110 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 14 at Kenton, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny and breezy with a scattered shower in the lower 60s. Boston, partly sunny, breezy, near 60. And in Buffalo, rain and snow showers, windy with highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report. The high temperature in Albany yesterday, 60 degrees, the low, 38. The average temperature, 49, that's 2 degrees below normal. 74 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, now 2.96 inches, which is now 52 hundredths of an inch above normal. And 7.76 inches for the year, which is 2.68 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 16 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 360, that's 69 below normal. And for the season, 5,024, which is 1,278 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 62 degrees. The average low, 40. The record high, 81, set in 2001 and in 1885. And the record low, 25, in 1965. Sunrise this morning was at 5:59 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:48 p.m. 13 hours and 49 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, windy, and cold today with rain and snow showers, highs in the mid-40s to lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with snow showers in the mountains and lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy, windy, and cold today with a few scattered showers, highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 40. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, windy, and cold today with rain and snow showers and highs in the mid to upper 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with snow showers in the hills and mountains and lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, windy, and cold today with scattered showers, highs in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy, windy, and cold today with scattered showers and highs in the lower to mid-50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, cold, scattered rain showers, snow showers in the mountains with highs in the lower 50s. Some morning sunshine Thursday, then cloudy with rain likely in the afternoon, milder with highs around 60. Another shot of colder air Friday, blustery, chilly with a mix of sun and clouds only near 50. Partly sunny Saturday, lower 50s, a mix of sun and clouds Sunday, lower 50s, and mid to upper 50s with partly sunny skies on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.